Boy, it's coming at a great time because you got the sequestration taking place in Washington on March 1st. And I tell you what, you'd think that things would be some hustle and bustling going on around here because of the farm bill, crop insurance programs, also the foreign market development programs, market access programs. All those things are kind of on the line for getting cut, not getting cut. We all know that access to foreign markets is substantially needed. You need these kind of programs to continue the exports and the growth of the agriculture industry in the United States. So I think you're going to get a lot of fervor around those type of topics. And I think Vilsack, Secretary Vilsack, is supposed to be here, so maybe he could take that message back as well. But we really need to be hitting on those congressmen. They need to get somebody like Marco Rubio in here as a senator and educate him on these things. Because I think a lot of people, if you're not in the Midwest, now there's a lot of agriculture in Florida. Don't get me wrong. But also you need to understand that there's bulk agriculture, commodities, soybeans, animal ag in the Midwest and so forth. And Mr. Rubio and these other senators out there really need to be really behind and support that industry. It's a small percentage of the population. Really, when you look at the farm bill, most of the farm bill is not going to producers. It's going to other necessary programs as well. But producers pretty much stand alone and stand on their own when it comes to financial wherewithal and how they operate and how efficient they are. So I think the market access issues, biotechnology labeling issues, access to Europe, despite there are barriers with sustainability issues, certification schemes, biotechnology issues there, those are only going to get increased as we see more soybean, biotech soybeans developed.
Do you think that we talk about sequestration, we talk about how big potentially it is for agriculture, how big is it for Illinois soybean growers and for farmers in Illinois? How does that come back and affect them?
You know what? That's a great question. That's a good economics question to ask somebody. And I'll have to go back and ask some other folks. But I think what you'll see in Illinois is our producers. I mean, if you were to take away most of these programs from the producers in Illinois, they would still survive. There's always going to be some that won't make it just because they're not on the most efficient as they should be. But that's in any industry, though. Not everybody's going to survive a cutback in some of these areas. But overall, our producers, when I talked to my parents, and that was for a long time, they said, just take it back, get rid of it, and we'll compete. So I think you still got that passion and that energy and desire to really just compete in a marketplace like everybody else competes in a marketplace. Some things like crop insurance could get overly costly, and there's got to be some assistance to keep things going. But even when people talk about crop insurance, you can't live off of crop insurance for 3 or 4 years and run a business off of that. It may help keep you alive in a year or two, three max, but overall it's one of these things that needs to exist. So I think Illinois would fare fairly well with cuts. I mean, we want to make sure we got a balanced approach out there, that you're not trying to save other states, other producers that really need to go belly up. So whatever they apply, they need to apply to everybody. And don't try to discriminate against states or agriculture commodities or what have you.
Big week otherwise, and it really has to be pretty exciting to get the delegation down here and talk issues and talk technology and how there's a big future ahead for the soybean industry.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of many workshops going on, a lot of smart people, a lot of great topics. You as well as I know that it's great going to these things, but unless you learn something and take it back and do something about it and implement the change or implement something. So when I go to these type of events, I try to maybe just take from one event, one topic, and go back and make a change based on that one topic. So if I write a whole book, I used to take tons and tons of notes, and like most people, just go into a shelf someplace. It helped me learn, but there's got to be some kind of actionable item, and hopefully the producers that come to this event and other folks as well, they implement at least one or two things they learn from this event at the minimum. That's like anything else, like New Year's resolution. Make the resolution, but stick to it. Don't make a list of 20 different things. Make a list of one or two and go forward. And every year after 10 years or so, you've made some pretty substantial changes.